All right, here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch the TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Mike.
Yeah! We have no Rich with us today.
We're not Rich.
No, we're not. My iPad. I said you hit the button like three times. I was like, there's no Rich with us, Cap. No? Still nothing. There it is. He's dealing with something. I don't know what. So
he's
I hope whatever it is. I hope whatever it is, he is doing well and everyone around him is doing well because I don't know why he's not here. But we hope that it's nothing serious. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I'm sure it's good.
Anyway, but we have Mikey P on the mic sitting in.
Yeah.
Man, good enough. Good enough, man.
That's right. And yeah, so anyway, thanks out there for listening, everyone, to the show and liking and subscribing and leaving reviews and comments and stuff on iTunes and Podomatic and Stitcher or wherever else you might be listening to this fun show. I don't think you can leave reviews on Spotify, but if you're listening on Spotify, that's pretty sweet.
Do you use Spotify?
I use Spotify for music.
Right on.
Because I'm stupid.
Right on.
Hello. Yes, I watered. My wife just walked in
right on.
And asked if I had watered, and I did.
What in the Samantha Weintraub is going on around?
Oh, it's good times. We'll get to that in just a second. But anyway, patreon.com/lifesabinge if you want to become a subscriber of our show. Hit us up on patreon.com/lifesabinge, and you can become a producer of the show. We have a bunch of producers, including people like, I forget what he told me to say.
Oh, it's a new one?
He changed it?
No, we have a different thing, and it's dry. Oh, man, I'm never going to remember.
It's not Eat It, Jess?
It's something like, can't we all just get along? Because Todd Leroux is now the number one contributor of Life's a Binge.
And that was his
shout out name is Can't We All Just Get Along or something along those lines.
He's gonna say that's not what I asked.
I don't remember what it was.
And I rescind my producership. I go back to just being a patron.
I don't remember what it was, but Todd Leroux, thank you very much. And Tony, because you're no longer number one, you cannot demand that we call you by that other name. And Jessica Jensen and my mom, Kathy, is producer as well.
Jessica's like, this is bullshit because I used to get two shots every time.
Right.
How are you going to get one?
And, you know, David and Mikey and BJ and the honorary bingers out there as well. You guys are all awesome, and you make my heart happy by being patrons of our show. So thank you very much.
That is pretty nice. So we have 7, 8, 9 different people.
Yes.
That's freaking awesome.
Yes, it
that's
is.
Freaking great.
Pretty sweet. Wait, I got to think I found it. Let's see. What is it? Nope, that's not it. Dang it. Anyway, I tried to find it, but I couldn't find it because the Patreon app is not fun for me.
Oh, no.
I'm sure it's here somewhere. But anyway, that's all well and good. This is the most jumbled intro of all time.
It's all good.
So let's just
pass the pork rind.
Stop me rambling, and let's take a big breath, shall we?
Life's a binge! Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What
is up?
Yeah, man.
What's up, man?
What's up? I am really super happy that my friend Allie and Jeff, good friends.
Yes.
They bought me tickets to the Mariner game on Tuesday coming up. So I'm super excited about that. Padres-Mariners game. Yes, Padres-Mariners.
Yes.
But I have the perfect, they gave me a hat that's the perfect blend of Padres and Mariners.
Dude, that hat is dope.
It's super cool.
You got to take a picture and post it on the Life's a Binge Instagram so yes. folks can see it.
It's really cool. So it's a Padre style hat in that it's got the gold and brown and white colors.
Yeah.
And a style of a Padre hat. Except during 2016 when the Padres hosted the All-Star game, they did a whole series of hats that were in Padre colors, in the Padre style, but with different team names on it.
Word.
So I actually had the Seattle S on there with the what do you call
the compass?
Yeah, that's called something else. What do you call that? The
cardinal points.
Yeah, but that
it's
thing,
on it's a thing on a map. Right, points north. The
yeah.
key legend. Key?
No, there's a term.
Compass?
No, it's a different term. It's going to drive me nuts, but
it's going to drive me nuts.
But anyway, the Seattle Mariner S is on the side, and it has Mariners in color in on the front cap. It's just a cool
yeah, that hat is
ass hat. Well, especially so if you like the Mariners and the Padres, which I do.
When you walked in, I was like, dude, I didn't say it out loud, but I was like, that's a dope
Padre
hat. Yeah,
Padre hat.
Yeah, and then you showed it to me, and I was like, whoa.
It's super duper dope.
Yeah.
It's crazy dope.
Did you figure it out?
Well, that's the images.
Yeah.
It's under cardinal points or cardinal directions.
Yeah, but there's another name.
There's another name for
it. I'm thinking of it.
You know this name that just Google shows what you're talking about, this cardinal?
Yeah,
for like. It's not that.
I'm telling you, it's not that. That's not the name I'm thinking of. It's like, so it's like in you know.
I'm looking it up on Wikipedia to see what I can figure out.
It's something that
when
you
you're in
know
a ship,
it as.
Yeah, right. if you're in the ship, you're in the C word. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Cardinal directions.
Anywhere. So, yeah, dude, you're going to go see. Are the Mariners still the best team in baseball right now? Or have they slipped? Because they started off the season extra spicy.
They did, and yeah. they cooled off like what baseball does. Is
yes, just like the Padres.
Brings everybody down to earth
yes.
or up to from the depths.
Yeah.
So the Cubs have come up from the depths. The Padres have fallen back down to earth, and
yep.
the Mariners have fallen back down to earth. But they yeah. stayed. The Mariners have the best record, I believe, in the Major Leagues.
I think so, yeah.
Best
they started off real good.
Yeah, so they won a couple.
So that'd be a fun as heck game, man.
It'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be fun. So I'm taking my neighbor, Matt, with me, who's a Mariner fan as well.
Nice.
And so, too early for him to take his brand new baby, who's like a month and a half. So,
ditching the wife behind.
They'll do that thing. Oh, yeah.
Going to the baseball game.
Yeah. Yep.
Good times.
Yeah. We'll come back, and then the ladies will be having a glass of wine and gossiping.
And having a good time. I went to SeaWorld.
Right on.
Thanks to my good friend, BJ Lawrence.
I got the hookups. I know people.
I didn't realize that it was spring break at the time, but Samantha and I both had the day off, and I was like, dude, Seven Seas, it's our favorite thing. It's her favorite thing there. It's my favorite thing there. Super fun. And yeah, we got to get into the park after 30 minutes of pulling up. Once we paid for parking, it took us 30 minutes to get inside the park.
And you paid $22?
$22 to park.
Yikes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they sent us all the way to the very back.
Yeah.
Back.
Yep.
But anyway, all that being said, it was super fun. We had a good time. It was Seven Seas Food, Wine, and Beer Festival, and it's always a good time. Tasty food, delicious beverages.
Right on.
And I ran into you, BJ, because
yes.
we saw your show. I ran into Mikey P.
That was cool.
That was kind of a small world.
You know, and what's interesting, too, and it's really too bad because it just didn't work out. So
yeah.
I'm playing with my field recorder
mm-hmm.
a lot. So I put my field recorder in my pocket and was walking around, and I went and had it in my pocket when I went to go do a show. But I didn't have any headphones with me,
right.
so I didn't listen to any of it. So I listen to it, and every time I'm walking, it's just yeah. But it doesn't do that on the iPhone. If you just like voice memo,
the voice memos, yeah.
It doesn't pick up all that crazy sound on there.
You got that case surrounding that microphone.
Yeah, it works, and it works out pretty good
too. I used to put my iPhone in my like breast pocket and hit the record button, so it's like pointing right here. It worked pretty good.
You can get some good audio. Yeah. I've done that before, just having it in my pocket, and then you know, going talking. It is too bad because I was talking to this lady. Actually, it's not too bad because I could have never used it.
Right.
For anything. but I could have used it to help pitch the podcast.
True that.
Because it just so happens that like someone was like, struck up this big conversation, and it was just like this, one of those classic moments of where folks want to talk to you. And,
Dude, so while I was there, it was the weirdest freaking thing. So ran into you, ran into Mikey. I saw somebody else that I used to know just as a guest. I saw Mark Matamoros, who was there as well. Mm-hmm. Said hi to him. Saw a bunch of people that I used to know. And then we ran into Samantha's mom's former assistant. She retired, but we saw her there. So we said hi to her. We ran into, it was just a bunch of people that I knew. So literally, Samantha says, anywhere we go, I'm going to know somebody. And I was like, well, A, we're at the place that I, this is a given.
This place for sure.
But then we ran into like two people that weren't involved with SeaWorld anyway. Right. Like I saw one of my coworkers at the post office at SeaWorld that like he ran, like we walked in the same line. I was like, what's up, dude? He's like, dude, when? Like, so yeah, anyway, you can't take me anywhere without me knowing somebody. It's just pretty funny. But yeah, so it was super fun hanging out and doing the Seven Seas thing. And
did you go see any of the, fire dancing or no?
We didn't see the fire dance. We saw just one of the normal hula. Racked. We saw the hula and we saw the Samoa thing. It was cool. I love
that. Taupo Samoa.
Yeah.
They always told me that it's not Samoa.
Samoa. Samoa.
Samoa. Yeah. Samoa. My people, my Ohana over there. It was nice to see him. Except when I walked over there yesterday,
yeah,
on Saturday, the main people, my main people, the Stanley family, and Auntie Kathy and Edie and Anthony and James and Christian
and Steve and Little Joe and
they do have a big family. But those are the main five.
I was like, how many names are you gonna drop there, buddy?
But they were all gone, unfortunately. So that was a bummer because with my freaking hips, like I just can't walk
all the way over there.
I did. I walked all over there. I paid for it all day today. I was all day today. I was like, God damn it, I'm sore. But anyway, so next week I'll do it again painfully and hopefully they'll be there and I can say hey. But
no, it was super cool. I love hanging out at that place. And right before we went there, I went and shot a round of golf with my brother and my buddy Chris.
Oh yeah,
so it was a very long Saturday for me.
When did you start?
9 a.m.
And you finished 18 by when?
12:30. It was a par three course, so they're all short.
That helps.
But yeah, but still, 18 holes. We finished right around noon, so it was like 3 hours on the golf course. Went directly home and picked up Samantha and went directly to SeaWorld after that.
That's a long day.
It was a long day, but it was a super great, good time today. And happy Easter. We celebrated Easter today with my brother and their family.
Right on.
And, yeah.
Did you do something?
My mother-in-law and stuff. No, we just hung out. That's up with me. What about you, Mikey?
Yeah, Mikey P. What are you up to, man?
Well, I also went to SeaWorld.
What?
say what?
I know, shocker, right? I took my mom. That's one of her favorite things to do there in the park. And so she was enthralled with the French food. She had snails, everything they had to offer at French, and she just absolutely loved it. So it was good times.
So should we go see BJ's dolphin show, Mom? No.
I saw the BC. I saw BJ's dolphin show.
We did hear it. Well, we heard your pre-show at least.
Oh, okay, hey, that's the only part. Okay. Go see that part.
But. Yeah,
but it'll be so entertaining that you'll have to stay for the show. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
People want to leave all the time, but they're like, as long as we saw this pre-show, let's just stay.
That's what happened with me. I was like, yeah, we're just going to watch a pre-show and then bounce out. And Samantha's like, yeah, okay. And then she was like, actually, can we stay? And I was like, yep, we can stay. I've seen the show 10,000 times, but
you see a dolphin jump at the beginning and you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
All right, let's watch it. We're sitting here. May as well watch it. So
yep, it was good times.
That's cool.
Is that everything?
One thing that's really cool this week was
everything.
I've been working at the zoo. Mm-hmm. I'm working more at the zoo this month. I'm working like a whole year's worth at the zoo for this month. Normally, I only work like 1 or 2 days a week, except during the summer where I'm a couple nights a week playing guitar.
Okay,
but doing the WEG show, it's not that many times. But this month, I'm working there like 10 days, which is a lot.
That is a lot.
It's great. It's good extra cheese. But the other day, there was this. I'm coming in for my second show. There's two shows. I live close by, so I go home between shows and come back. and they got the cheetah like right there.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh man. And they're just kind of like having them walk around like at the top of the bowl there, if you've been there.
Yep.
So as you're walking by the walkway there, there's a cheetah. And so I like had the little gate code. So I like open the gate and kind of come in, and they're, and then they're kind of like, oh, I didn't recognize you, you know, like, and like, did you get a picture?
I'm allowed to be here.
Did you get a picture? And I'm like, oh, I'd love one. And they bought the cheetah over next to me, and I got some like sweet video of it, like really close, just gorgeous, nope. Gorgeous cat. Yeah. And so it was one of those things that was like, dude, this is cool.
Yeah.
This is really cool.
I like my perks of my job.
Yeah. My jobs.
Right. Sweet.
Yep.
Good times, man. What do I do this one?
That's what's up. What's up?
This just in.
With Mikey P.
Yeah.
Well, you got stuff? Because I got something.
What you got?
Go ahead, BJ.
Well, today, as we're recording, this is and this will be released tomorrow on the 22nd.
Correct.
But on the 21st is the 3-year anniversary of Prince passing away. So if you want to hear exactly what we were thinking on that day, we happened to record on that day 3 years ago.
Yes, we did.
So we have a Life's a Binge episode that's all about Prince. BJ's
very sad in that episode.
Yes. We're all very reflective and melancholy, but particularly me. But anyway, in the news today, he's 3 years later, his estate is still kind of up in the air and in the wind. He has no kids, and so he's got like 5 or 6 brothers and sisters, and
like
so
trying to duke it out for the.
I don't know how much they're duking it out. There's probably some of that. I'm sure. And he said like his estate's only is only $200 million.
Oh yeah, right.
It seems
does seem kind of low.
It seems low, yeah, for a musician with so many, intellectual properties, right, that you could sell for different things. But ever since Prince has passed, his music has been widely. There's no good side to Prince dying, but if you were to think of it that way, he was a stickler about like his music like being available.
Don't put it out, right?
Or videos or anything. He was like really stingy and sticklerish about it. And so there's a lot of it that's widely available now on Spotify and iTunes. So that's cool. That's really the only news I got, Mikey.
In some news that Samantha might find some very exciting.
Uh-oh.
Outlander begins production on its 5th season
in
Scotland. So I'm sure she'll be looking.
She's almost all caught up on that. So
at Stars?
Excited. Yes, it is Stars.
So do you guys have Stars then?
We had it through, I got it as part of my first month of YouTube TV. I added that on.
Oh, okay.
So she could specifically watch that.
So watch Outlander.
So I'm like, time's coming up on that free trial, because I did the free trial and I was like, okay, we're going to use this for a little bit. So I paid the first month.
So YouTube.
And it
YouTube.
Was $40, right. Okay. And so I paid that $40. And then it's like, oh, by the way. And I'm like, ah, sons of bitches.
Yeah, right
so
away.
So I'm like, yeah, you better hurry up and get on this Outlander series, because we're not going to have this very long.
You got 1 month to watch them all.
So basically, yeah.
Stars has got some good shows. When I did the free Stars preview. And they got good movies,
too.
Do they
have Black Sails? Is that one of their shows, that pirate thing?
Maybe.
Is that them?
That maybe.
Or is that Showtime?
But they had that one with J.K. Simmons, and it's like an alternate reality.
Oh, where he's like a...
That's really interesting.
What's that show called?
I want to say Imposter, but it's not...
Oh, I think that might be right. Actually, I think you're right on that. It's something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But J.K. Simmons show on there, that's very good. I'd watched American Gods... But I don't know if I'm going to get into that one.
Right.
Like, it's just...
You're like, meh.
Yeah,
there's all sorts of other stuff.
It's a little too stylized for my likings. I mean, I'm excited to see Crispin Glover do stuff, and I love I love Al Swearengen in anything. So.
Yeah. He's amazing. Word. Any other news?
We're just going to go abbreviated on this one.
Yeah, we'll just be abbreviated. News, yeah. I mean, I can't speak to it too much, but there was a tragedy in the world, not just entertainment news, but there was terrorist attacks over in, how do you say it?
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka? Because I say Surrey, and I know that's not right.
You're exactly right. That's not right.
So, not to make light of it or anything, but there was, what, something like 200 people killed or something like that, and a bunch of people went around and set off a bunch of bombs with people in church celebrating Easter. So that's the world that we live in. But not to make light of it, like you said, but it's just something, if you don't know about that and you want to know more about it, you can check that out.
Speaking of world events,
yeah,
there's been a lot of discussion over the last week or so. How long has it been since the fire in Notre Dame?
Oh.
4 days?
Right. Yeah, only
four
a few
or five days.
It's like almost a week, I think, but yes.
So there was this shockingly large amount of money available almost instantly when that happened for folks to rebuild it. And
correct.
It's got a lot of folks thinking about
like donations, like,
right.
Like think of it like a GoFundMe
that
or
just,
something.
Yeah. That could get $100 billion instantly. In no time.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. It actually started on the tax day, April 15th.
So, okay. So it's been almost a week.
Yeah.
It's been interesting because there's been a backlash as far as like, now, wait a minute. Now, if you have all this money to fix this, you know, we can certainly
handle. Why don't people have food?
Yeah, right. Why are people starving? Yeah, why are people starving? And there was some backlash about like, dang, there were three black churches burnt here in town, here in the States.
Yeah.
From the son, by the son of a racist sheriff. That hasn't gotten any pub, but actually it did get some pub, and it got a lot of pub actually as a result of it.
Right.
And now they have several, or at least it's a lot of money, a lot more than they used to, at least $1 million to rebuild those churches, which is cool.
So,
but anyway, it brings a lot of things into conversation.
What were you like, oh no, this tragedy of the whole
of Notre Dame?
Right.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Yeah.
I was like I
was like, how does that even happen?
That was a question. Part of it, like when I hear about war or something like that, and then there's something that's 1,000 years old,
right,
that is purposely destroyed, you know, like they want to destroy, right, a culture of a particular.
That's awful.
So it is, it really is. It's really just, it's just a shit thing,
right?
And it's heartbreaking.
Just a random fire starting, because it wasn't an act of war or terrorists or anything. It was like they're doing maintenance or something.
Yeah,
and
they
like
were
some electrical spark was like bzz, like, oh, this thing's on fire now. That's what I heard anyway.
That's the latest that I heard too. I think there was speculation when it first started that there might have been like some kind of like,
right,
group setting the fire. But
like, I was just like, honestly, I was like, well, that sucks, but whatever. like that might sound terrible.
Right.
But it's like, well, that's a giant wooden building that you're like, so, that sucks. But like, what are you going to do? Like,
right.
Like, you can't. You can go in and refurb and rebuild or whatever, but it's not going to be the same. So it's like, well, that stinks. And so they're raising all this money to like, oh, we got to rebuild this fire and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, you can rebuild it, but it's not going to be.
It won't be the same. It won't be the same.
The
thing.
Same.
Yeah, ever. It'll be a different thing.
So,
they can make it almost exactly the same, which,
right,
I hear is what they'll do
with help of an Assassin's Creed video game. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, because
they were so detailed.
Yeah, because they were so detailed in their design of.
I didn't hear. I just heard that
cathedral.
They had 3D like 3D mapping that was really intense
from Assassin's Creed.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Because the lady that designed that portion of the game did
incredible
buku
yeah.
amounts of research.
That's so cool.
So anyway,
learn your history, kids.
That's right.
Play Assassin's Creed.
Oh, good times. What's the button?
And that's the way it was.
Yeah. Moving right along.
Life's a binge. Phone Army.
Hey guys, Tony and Lamesa calling. Just wanted to share something I recently watched and fell in love with. Tacoma FD. It's by the group that did Super Troopers. If you like the movie Super Troopers, and if you like the movie Super Troopers 2, then you will absolutely love this new reboot of it, Only in a Fire Department. It's a lot of fun. It's got about 3 guys from the original cast, but the same style, same kind of shenanigans and humor, and just smart. Smartly written, well executed, pretty funny stuff. It's on True TV, Tacoma FD. Be on the couch.
Tony in La Mesa, La Mesa
recommends.
Oh man,
that's
good
cool.
Times.
You know who lives in Tacoma is
who's that?
The Row.
Oh yeah, oh, nice. Yeah. It's all coming together.
Yep.
Tying it all in. I've never heard of that show, Tacoma FD.
I have not either.
It's obviously Tacoma Fire Department.
I'm assuming. I don't know of any other Tacomas.
Well, he said it was based in a fire.
Yeah, I mean like Tacoma, New Mexico, or anything like that.
Oh,
I've never heard.
Oh,
of
like whether or not it's
I'm
in
assuming,
Washington.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's gotta be. Yeah,
yeah, they like doing all the stuff up north by the border. Those super troopers,
Canadians,
guys.
Those crazy Canucks.
You've never heard of Tacoma, Ohio?
Yes, dang it, no, I didn't. But I just heard of Portland, Alabama, there. Recently.
Wow. Where's the other Hollywood? Isn't that Florida?
Florida.
Yeah. Hollywood,
there might be
Florida.
Other one, too, but right. that one's a famous one.
You're like, I'm from Hollywood. Oh, really? Do you see any stars down there? No. What are you talking about? I'm from Florida.
That's so funny. Speaking of which.
Uh-oh.
I wish.
Oh.
Tangent train.
I wish I remembered where I saw it, but there was a news story, and like a lot of these news stories, it says, Florida man dies after doing this.
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
one of those things where it's like, Florida man is dead? Like, after all this time, Florida man is dead? Like, this can't be. There's no way.
Did you know that there was like a Facebook trend or going whatever going around? Like, type in your birthday and then say Florida man, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll, like, you have to publish the headline that happened on your birthday. And there's always one that says Florida man, like some all crazy right, stuff on your birthday. Right. Oh, you're doing it live right now?
We're going to do it live.
Do it live.
All right. So
do it live.
July 7th. That's my birthday.
July 7th.
July 7th.
Be sure to send BJ happy birthday. Florida man.
Yeah. Go. Florida man birthday. Why Google search challenge has gone for?
Well, you're okay. reading the. You're reading
Florida man challenge. No,
I
Florida
want to really all you're so, getting results of are the Florida man
so,
challenge.
So far, that's
this
the
is
top three.
This is working out well.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
We'll do it live. Do it live.
A 71-year
thing sucks.
This does suck. A 71-year-old Florida man tied a gun to a weather balloon to fake his own murder on July 7th. Yeah.
How did that even happen?
That's dope.
That's
tied a gun to a weather balloon to fake his own murder.
How would you even? How does that even?
I don't know.
That's great.
That's great.
Good times.
String around the triggers.
That's a good question.
But he's trying to fake it.
You know
so
what?
He's not
that's
getting
a
yeah. shot.
You know, no, like no more details
right.
is needed.
No,
you
that's
know,
why like, it's funny because
that's
everyone that types in those things gets a stupid result like
I
that.
Love
because
it.
Every day they get headlines like that.
On my birthday, someone's tried Florida man, I should say.
Right.
Tied a gun to a balloon.
Oh, good times.
Good times indeed.
Well, let's find out what Maddie Warburton has to say about the latest Stephen King movie, Pet Sematary.
And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know? Well, I'm feeling a little under the weather today, so you'll have to excuse everything about this recording. Something is definitely going around. So while I'm over here dying, I thought it would be the perfect time to review the latest in Stephen King rebirths, Pet Sematary. So this review will have a minor spoiler alert, since I will be talking about some stuff that happened within the movie, but it's nothing that you wouldn't pick up from the poster or have seen in the trailer. So,
mini spoiler alert!
Pet Sematary is the shocking and horrific story of the Creed family, freshly moved out of their Boston home and into a middle America town in the sticks. The house that they move into comes furnished with all the best things in life. a front yard leading straight into the street with no fence, where Mack trucks zoom by at 1,000 miles per hour out of nowhere and scare the piss out of you. It also has a keep-to-himself old codger neighbor who gives out cryptic warnings, and of course, a pet cemetery. Sleep tight, kids. The fun begins when Lewis Creed's daughter Ellie finds the pet cemetery and tries to climb a mysterious wall, and Judd warns her to never go there. But he and Ellie soon form an endearing friendship. Not too long after that, Church, the family cat, gets hit presumably by these crazy Mack trucks, so Lewis and Judd bury Church in the pet cemetery. Sorrowful, Judd says, "Wait, I know a better place to bury this cat, and Ellie won't have to be sad about her cat being dead." So, they bury Church in the place beyond the pet cemetery. And sure enough, the cat comes back, all mangled and hissing and swiping at things and being a real jerk. Just acting like a regular cat, frankly. Fast forward a bit, and Ellie is having her 9th birthday party, and everyone is there having a grand old time, including Church, the undead cranky cat. Ellie goes over to greet him in the road, while a distracted Mack truck driver, using the oldest flip phone in history, runs her over and kills her. Grief-stricken, Lewis buries his daughter in the area beyond the pet cemetery, because that worked so well the first time. Then Ellie comes back to Lewis as his new undead daughter and let the zombie apocalypse commence. I thought this take on Pet Sematary was really good. I'm not too familiar with the book or the 1989 movie at all, so I went in fresh with this one. Granted, I didn't see much of it because I was hiding in my popcorn bucket because it was pretty scary. I was good until the girl became undead, and then I was like, okay, I'm good. Pet Sematary has many different horror aspects to it. On top of visual, it becomes a slasher, and there's a lot of psychological horror as well. In addition to the main plot, there is a B plot dealing with Lewis's wife, Rachel, who has had a traumatic past with her sister, who had a twisted spine that she had to take care of, which also, on some levels, is kind of messed up. I mean, sure, Stephen King, scare me with the undead creatures, that's fine. But then to go and say, hey, now look at this creepy person with an actual disability. Don't bring me into your issues. That's all I'm saying. So there are some changes and liberties that this movie took. So if you're a Pet Sematary purist, you might take issue with some of them. Like in the book in the original movie, it was the youngest kid, Gage, who was killed and then brought back to life. In this version, it's the daughter. I don't know if they thought that the kid thing had been done a lot or that a little girl with long hair would have been scarier. According to an interview on IMDb, the directors said that they wanted to do something different with the story, but have it still reflect the original story that everyone loved. So there's that. Everyone was really good in this movie, and there are a lot of great visuals. I was really only bummed that things got so dark that I had to look away because I was really enjoying people's performances. John Lithgow was great as Judd and really lit up the screen when he was on. The movie really drew me in. It plays out like a nightmare, a really good, intriguing nightmare. I'm not so sure about the ending. I know it's not the same as the original, but this one seemed to be a little goofy for the tone of the movie. Other than that, I really like the use of the mysterious Americana supernatural with Native American lore being used. It's great because there's just so much that we don't know about this continent before we arrived, so it's rich with supernatural mystery potential. I know sometimes in these movies, there is some sort of lesson, and I can't think of one other than don't fiddle with your olden cell phone while driving a Mack truck at high speeds, or else you just might start the zombie apocalypse. But that's just my opinion. I'd say dig up a friend and go check it out for yourself, because hey, what do I know?
Feel better, Maddie.
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know? Word.
You're beating those keys hard on that thing.
You know, I'm doing what I am doing my best. Hey man, you know. I'm playing the piano.
Sometimes you get inspired or, you know.
doing my best.
Got to bang on it.
But let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back with some Game of Thrones. Sorry, I got really excited and drawn out there. But anyway, let's take a quick commercial break. Take a break.
Messages. We'll be right back.
Get into Game of Thrones.
No,
for everyone that was yelling at your screen, going, "I know what it is. I know what that little cardinal point thing is."
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's almost in my head. It's almost in my head.
I've been staring at VJ's hat this whole time, and I'm okay. All, Cardinal Rose, maybe, is that what you're thinking? Dang it!
No.
All right.
Well, was that what it was?
No.
The other thing.
I want to say like a trident, but it's not
or
trident.
Compass Rose.
And not and yeah.
I thought I had it. I'm sorry. All right, let's go to
Game of Thrones. Okay, there's another term for it. So. Stop.
Why? What's the matter? No?
No.
You don't want that? Are you sure? Because, like, I could play it.
I don't remember the beatbox part of it there. That's
how the show starts, guys. No? Good friggin' times. But I guess, well, hold the phone. Spoiler alert, obviously.
We're talking about Game of Thrones.
We're going to talk about, so far, the first two episodes of Game of Thrones Season 8. But before we get into that, real quick, did anybody watch anything else? Or do you not even want to deal with that right now? Because I do want to say one thing.
All right, say it.
We watched the movie All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Had you seen this before?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a children's movie, Don Bluth movie, cartoon made back in... I don't know. 1980.
Late
80s. Yeah. I'm going to say 80. I would guess early 80s. I would say 84. Maybe. Maybe. Anyway. So it's a Don Bluth movie.
87 is my guess.
I'm looking it up.
Right. Sweet. He's the third host of this show, but we're still making him work.
1989.
Oh, it's that late.
Okay.
So anyway, Don Bluth movies are, they're good.
Like, name another one. Like,
American Tail.
Okay. It's like...
Dragon Slayer, Space Ace. Sorry, those are video games, but I love them.
Yeah.
So it's a style, like the style. Is he artist?
I don't know.
Is it like the style of animation that you would
recognize?
I mean,
they kind of look the same. Yeah,
as Don Bluth?
Yeah, you would notice.
Because the Dragon Slayer tail. Dragon's Tail?
Dragon Slayer.
Dragon's Lair, right, with the knight, what's his name?
Dirk the Daring.
Dirk the Daring, right, and the princess, that particular style of animation. Okay, yeah, okay,
like you
good.
You would notice
it. I would recognize
that. So, Samantha the other night was just randomly like, I kind of want to watch All Dogs Go to Heaven, and I was like, I bet I can find it streaming somewhere, and sure enough it was. I forget which platform it was on. We checked all of them. It was probably Amazon Prime, yeah, I think. That's what it was like. But anyway, we played this movie, and the whole time I was like, how in the hell is this allowed to be a movie still? Not really, because it's not like...
Explain.
It's not that bad. But so the whole... Here's the whole plot of the movie. This dog, voiced by Burt Reynolds, gets murdered by his partner dog, like his business partner dog, because
really?
The business partner dog wants to own the casino that they run outright. So he murders the dog, like really? Straight up murders him by sending a truck down a cliff that knocks, like smushes him and then knocks him into the water. So that's the start of
the dog.
All the while, they're drinking beers, literally drinking beers, getting drunk, and smoking cigars. So then the dog gets murdered. Remember, this is murder. So then the dog goes up to heaven, and he's like, I don't think I'm done yet. So the dog steals his pocket watch that keeps track of your time on Earth. He steals it from the angel in heaven, rewinds his watch, and goes back down to Earth. Now he's back down on Earth, and he runs into this cute little girl, and you're like, oh, they're gonna be friendly or whatever. He finds out the little girl can talk to animals, a la Dr. Doolittle, and the partner dog is keeping her locked up in a cell in the bottom of the casino, so that way
the little girl,
yes,
so the dog is
the dog little girl. Murdered. The other
murderer dog
is keeping a human child prisoner in his casino because she can talk to animals, and so she can tell, like, this rat is going to win this rat race that you're running.
So he uses her.
So then the dog that got murdered, Charlie, finds the girl, and he's like, I'll rescue her. Wink. Just kidding. I'm going to use this talent so I can make more money and buy out the casino, which... Yay.
Really? First of all, I've never seen this movie.
So then, and this is a kids movie, remember? I mean, darker kids movie, obviously, but this is a kids cartoon animated movie.
It's like a grim fairy tale right here.
You think, oh, he's going to rescue her. No, he only wants her. And he's literally talking to his buddy. He's like, yeah, we'll just break her out and we'll use her and we'll get the money. And then they take her to like this horse race and she's like talking to the horses. And she overhears that he's really actually using her and he doesn't really want to find her parents and this stuff and this and that and da 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 da. And then it all wraps itself up in a nice little bow when he at the very last moment decides that he's going to have a heart and he falls for this little girl and like helps the little girl find parents. And then he's like, I'm done here, and then goes up to heaven. The end. Happy movie, really? Right?
Wow.
I have zero idea that that's what that movie's about.
Right. You would think All Dogs Go to Heaven is like, oh no, this is going to be a sappy sweet, little yeah. like story about a girl and a dog because that's what's on the cover.
No.
No. That is not what this movie is about.
Dogs, they commit furder. Yeah, furder. Yeah. That was money. Because you see, dogs are furry.
Yeah. See, you would always explain. That was a good one, actually. Furder. But anyway, so we watched that movie, and I was just sitting there like, what in the hell? Like, the times, they certainly have changed, is, I guess, my point.
It's a crack up sometimes. You watch these old movies and you go, holy shit.
And this is a cartoon.
I saw it as a kid. And
you don't remember any of that,
do
you?
Not a lick of what you just described.
That's awesome.
And like I said, it opens up with them, like him being like a hot shot. Like, ooh, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm co-owner of this casino. Woo, woo. And he's like running around. Like, I'm surprised he's not slapping chicks on their asses. You know what I mean? But like, but he's like walking around like he's hot stuff. Drink their dogs. Drinking beers, like mugs of beers.
Running casinos.
Running a casino.
Breaking thumbs,
smoking
probably.
Smoking cigars, and then murder happens. Anyway, check out All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Didn't he have like a really cool mustache? Or maybe I'm thinking of another movie.
No, he's just a dog. Just dogs.
So I did watch some stuff,
okay.
too. Maybe we have our what you watch.
Yeah, I can get that. It's somewhere. My iPad's going pretty slow.
So what you watching?
Yeah.
I should have done that before.
That's all good.
Anyway.
So I watched Dune, the movie Dune.
Ooh. Okay.
With Sting?
With Sting, yes, with Sting.
Just get the mic up in there, man. You don't got to move forward every time.
That's, yeah.
It's an adjustable mic
then,
stand.
Yeah, but then I'm all,
I don't know what you're talking about.
So,
you just sound like Batman.
This is on Amazon Prime, and you've heard me talk before about if Alan Smithy movies.
Yes.
So this was supposed to be an Alan Smithy movie, but I don't know for sure that. But anyway, I think it might be
somebody
a director's
credit
cut
for it later or something. Or
well, because yeah, it says David Lynch on it.
Okay,
like so, I wonder if this is like a director's cut that he like allowed his name on it. Because I don't remember this movie. I think I've seen it a long time ago.
Sure,
but man, what a bizarre ass movie! Have you ever seen it?
It's all about the spice, man.
Barely remember.
It is so bizarre.
Like I've only seen parts of it. I think I don't think I. There's I don't. I can. I can honestly not say that I know what's going on in that
It's
movie.
Weird. It's a very weird movie, but I watched it.
Nice.
And then yesterday, I was so content watching it, and I ended up falling asleep on it. Ten Commandments. Was on yesterday.
Like the old
four
school?
And a half hour.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
Ten Commandments.
Uh-huh. Charlton Heston is Moses and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good and bad.
Sure.
Some of Charlton Heston's like acting is just not great. It's just
no.
Damn you. And he's just like so like
you damn Johnny Ives.
You know, that's so funny because I never thought of him as a bad actor. But then when I think about
melodramatic.
Super melodramatic. Yeah. And
but I mean, he has real good moments in a lot of stuff where he's just chill.
But it's so funny as an adult and as kind of like as you kind of sort through your own spirituality type of things.
Yeah.
Watching the Ten Commandments is a little bit like. Whoa. Like this used to kind of watch
the propaganda breaks there, church.
Dude, and then as you're watching this, you know, of course, like any other advertising, there's target audiences.
Sure.
For. So they're promoting every religious movie that's coming out, this new movie starring blah, blah, blah. And you could tell because they all have that same, like, trailer and that same vibe to it that's a Christian movie, you know, the
one that just came out for Easter, I think was that one,
maybe I mean they promoted two or three different movies,
like the one with the boy who falls in the lake, is that no, that
I don't remember that right. Ad for that one but yeah, I'm sure it's exact same right. I think it's they're the same company.
What channel was this on?
This is on ABC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was on ABC.
Huh. Interesting.
And a gang of commercials, just yeah. A gang, and they ran for over 4 hours. So.
Oh yeah, that's a long ass movie.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, but very interesting. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch as an adult, and then like when he climbs up and he sees God, it's just interesting. It's very interesting. Sometimes I want to like have like a religious discussion about that movie,
all of it,
and about everything.
About everything.
About everything. Yeah. But anyway, it's one of those things. It certainly takes me back in time.
Nice.
And I remember seeing it. I remember getting scared to death, like the fog rolling in.
Oh yeah.
Or the thing in the sky.
I barely remember that movie because I watched it. I almost
when was the last time
I watched it in school. Maybe, but I don't remember.
You didn't go to Catholic school, did you?
No, I did not.
So
I don't think I did, but maybe at some point I did, or maybe I went to my grandma's house and like my grandma made me watch it or something. But like that movie, Ben-Hur, I remember watching all those like movies around the same time. Spartacus, like, and so
I've never seen Spartacus.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't think I've seen Ben-Hur like all the way through. I've just seen little bits of it.
I remember liking them in that order you just said. Spartacus, Ben-Hur, Ten Commandments. Like, of those three kind of classic epic movies. Yeah, anyway.
I know I haven't seen the Ten Commandments. I just remember the History of the World Part 2.
Right?
Oh, 15 Commandments.
Oops.
Oh, 10 Commandments.
Yeah. Yeah. Good times. That's, yeah. And also, have you done the Universal Studios tour?
Nope.
Never?
It's been a while.
Really?
You say that every time. I've never been there.
Oh,
what?
Dude. You didn't know that either? I've never been to Universal Studios.
Yeah.
So
now.
You've been there, Mike?
You need to go now, though.
I know.
You do. So, oh, I need to go,
like,
too.
Like the Harry Potter
stuff. Harry Potter stuff.
You need to be there.
So you've been.
Yeah. Like, last time I went, they had just put the what's that? Fast and the Furious little thing in there, and then
it was a, what is that? A roller coaster or something?
No. It was part of the tour. The
So you've been more recently than I have.
Thing, but they were just building the Harry Potter stuff. But
was King Kong 3D in this as part of the thing still?
Yeah, it was still in there. Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Because I missed the old one, or too.
Maybe they took that out. I might be wrong. I don't remember.
Do you go through Backdraft still on that studio ride thing?
It's not there anymore.
The King Kong thing's gone. The old King Kong.
Right. But now it's like a 3D ride. The old King Kong thing.
Was dope.
That's right. No, the 3D.
And you go on the like crazy earthquake and you see the King Kong. That's like why when I go there, I'm not going to think it's all what it should be.
Oh, I mean, it's going to be different.
And there's no E.T. ride, like, you know, all that stuff.
I never did the E.T. ride. I never did that. But they have a new. They're rebooting Jurassic Park.
Yeah, they're making it over with Jurassic World stuff. Yay! Because that franchise is better than Jurassic Park.
Jurassic World, baby. It's Jurassic World, and we just live in it.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something. So in Ten Commandments, when you take the tour, they have the part where they used for the splitting of the Red Sea.
Oh, okay.
And I was watching the movie and going, oh, because every time I see it in the last 20 years since the first time I went to Universal Studios, I always think, oh, that's where they did that.
Right.
And it's considerably smaller. It's like, I feel like it's from like here to the street, maybe.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But maybe 8 feet tall, maybe.
No, not even that. Like
less than that.
In the tram, like you get to be.
Yeah, you're eye level with it as you go through.
Probably like around 6 feet.
Yeah,
something like that.
But they make, and then I realized, like, I always thought it looked so amazing, sure. Like in the movie.
Oh, well, yeah.
But they have the effect happening, and the water rushing in, and then they just play it backwards at the beginning, and then when he drowns Pharaoh's army. You know, and it's so funny to watch Ten Commandments because, so like, dig it. These people are slaves for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Been begging for like deliverance.
Yes.
You know, from bondage.
Correct.
They finally get bondage from Moses, who delivers all these like, you know, plagues and stuff, and uses Ramses' words against them as far as like every firstborn child of Egypt.
Yep.
Ends up killing him, and that's the thing that pushes him over the edge. They go out. Ramsey decides to chase him. They create a freaking pillar of fire to stop the army while they split the ocean so they can go through the ocean. They get to the other side, and they're already like ready to like give up on God and like start worshiping a different idol,
yep.
The goat god.
Yep.
You're like, what the fuck? Like, what do you need, people? What do you need?
Yeah.
And so anyway,
just got freed.
Yeah.
You just saw two miracles.
Yeah.
And then, let's worship this false idol.
Yes. It's hilarious.
This is great.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it is. So, anyway.
Good stuff.
Anybody watch anything else before we deep dive into this? Because I can't think of stuff to say about it.
Can't think of anything else.
I'm going to save it for Mikey recommends.
All right. The only other thing I watched was the movie Limitless, starring Bradley Cooper and Robert De Niro.
The movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that
takes
movie.
Takes a pill. And
yeah, I like that movie.
I like it too. Samantha like never it. Seen it, and I wanted to watch it. And
it's a fun one.
Yeah.
It's a fun one to kind of imagine.
There's a television series based on that.
Yes. Okay. I have not seen any of it, and I don't think it's probably any good.
You'll never see it.
Yes.
And I never will.
It's not bad. I enjoyed it. But it's
not the movie.
It's much goofier.
Right. Anyway, so now again, Game of Thrones, Season 8. Thanks for making it this far into the episode, but let's talk about this stuff. So we haven't talked about Season 8 at all.
Right.
So
first two episodes are done.
Yes. What were your thoughts on that first episode of Season 8?
I loved it. Okay. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the stuff that they revealed and kind of like put it out in the open. There's stuff that you've been talking about for a little while. And at the end of last season, you know, they let you know that Jon Snow's not who you think
Snow.
He is.
Right. We don't know necessarily who he is. We just know that, well, we
you
know.
Do at the end of the season.
We don't hear his name, but we know that he is the legitimate son.
He says at the end of the season, his name is Aegon Targaryen. And
no, he doesn't say his name. He says that in the first episode, Season 8.
Oh, okay. But
he says they were married and that he is their rightful child.
Right.
And he's the heir or whatever. And then they wait until halfway through the episode to say anything to John. It's like, what are you guys waiting for?
I need you to say it. You're his best friend.
Right.
So I thought, particularly in that episode, and I had written it down. First of all, Danny and John go flying
on
dragons.
Hated.
Oh, no.
You hated that part?
That scene.
Of them flying?
I liked him flying.
Uh-huh.
I hated when they were kissing and like the dragon like looked over like what the fuck?
Dragon. Okay, like, now that's what I wrote down. Was like apparently dragons like to watch because they were both like they were like okay, go on like they, like popcorn like okay.
They made okay. So this show is not known for making jokes. There are jokes that happen and they're good, but that whole thing with the dragons and like the. And him, like, kissing her and then, like, wide-eyed looking over at the dragon and the dragon looking back. I was like, what in the fuck show am I watching
right
now?
That was bizarre.
Like, I just don't understand why, unless because they know the shit is hard coming at the fan, like, and they tried to lighten the load a little bit before that happens. But I dug the fact that he rode a dragon and, like, the whole little interaction before that. But when it got to that end part, and it was just like, what in the fuck? And Danny's all like, like, I'm like, who the fuck is this? Like, I get that you're trying to show that they're, quote, in love or whatever, but Danny is not like that at all. And so, anyway, I just had a whole problem with that whole dragon scene.
Well, I think that dragon scene was there to kind of establish that, hey, these are, like, her children, and they're accepting him, so...
But he was like, come at me, bro. The dragon was when he was kissing. Well, you kissing my mom, motherfucker? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Dude, when I saw that, it made me look like he's just like, you know, like, okay.
It's business time. Yeah.
All right, go on. Like, he elbows his brother. Hey, check it out. This is going
but
down.
But even if that's what you take away from it, does that belong in a Game of Thrones
no,
finale?
No, the whole thing was like, weird. Right. The whole thing was weird.
Yeah, anyway.
I loved seeing John. Like, I mean, like you said, I love seeing Jon Snow like
ride a dragon.
And the line was like, you know, well, I don't know how to ride a dragon. Well, she's all, no one does. You actually do it.
Yeah. Yeah. There was like a couple of dope parts of it.
It was cool.
When it got to the thing and she's like, and they kind of tied it back to like him with Ygritte where she's like, we could stay here forever. And I was like, well, that's what Ygritte said. We could stay in this cave forever. And I was like, they were kind of trying to tie that in. And I thought it was going to be a little serious, but then it was just like, nah, let's make out. And let me look over your shoulder at your dragon watching us. Like, what? How does that scene end that way?
So, all right,
that was my only problem. I just had to get that rant over.
This could be brilliant or it could be just like one of those things in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But it's weird. I don't... Certain like actors and actresses or just characters who get together,
yeah.
You buy into their chemistry and you buy into it.
Sure.
Even if you find out later and they hate each other in real life.
Right.
You know, Richard Gere and Officer and a Gentleman with Deborah Winger. It's palpable. Apparently they hated each other.
Okay.
But their energy on screen is palpable. Like right. It's I don't feel it with John and Danny. Like I just don't.
I kissed my sister, you know.
Maybe so. Maybe it's actually brilliant
yeah.
because now are they sister, brother and sister? Or are they
no,
like
aunt? She's his aunt.
Aunt and, oh, and, okay. and nephew. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I was just, yeah.
But still.
In the microphone, Mikey. Put it in your mouth.
I'm so sorry.
So they all right, so. I wonder, that made me think about the dragons going, dude, like, that's my thing. That's like, you know, that's your aunt. Like, that's what he's saying. He's like, ooh, you know, that's your aunt.
Well, I don't know any.
But go ahead.
Right. I don't know any of the crazy lore or fan theories or whatever. I listened to all the books. And so, like, I know most of the stuff, but like, I don't know any of the crazy theories or whatever, but like, or the prophecies about like the only Targaryens can ride dragons and all that stuff or whatever. And I'm like, well, okay, but Night King's riding a dragon, so what does that mean? But all that stuff aside, do you think the dragon knows that John's a Targaryen?
Like, I think he senses it
because when he like pets him and like touches him in the first time and all that stuff, he doesn't eat him,
right?
So it's like maybe he just knows that he belongs or whatever.
Yeah, he's a son of a dragon.
Yeah.
But does he have, god, now that makes me think about times when there were the wolves. Right. Does he have relationships with the wolves?
Kind of. Did he have listened, like? But maybe it's just. But
you know, like Bran had that one wolf who would stay with them, and
they all had one.
Did John?
Yeah, Ghost. Yep. He's still there. We just finally saw him for the first time.
Oh, he's like sitting there on the
seven
thing
episodes.
There.
Yeah, it's like where the fuck's Ghost been? Oh, he's there. Okay, great.
Huh. So anyway,
yeah. So that first, what else happened in that first episode?
So my man Tarly.
Oh yeah, Samwell.
So that. He acted the shit out of that episode.
Yeah.
Like when she tells him that she killed his father and brother.
And his brother. Right.
Yeah. That was like.
He started crying.
He did that. I was watching that and just going, oh, man, that's really good. Like that's good acting.
I thought he was going to be crying tears of joy, sort of.
Because he had a problem with his dad.
Hated his dad. But he loved his brother.
Right.
But then I thought he was going to realize that I am now Lord Tarly. Like, he has never found his place. He didn't have a place at home. He didn't find his place at the wall. He didn't find his place at the Citadel. Like, he hasn't found his place yet. And I thought when she told him, like, oh, they didn't, you know...
I found a pretty good place at the Citadel, but...
But he didn't. He hated it there, and then no one listened to him. No one respected him. He cured freaking Grayscale, and they were like, great, go back to cleaning the toilets, douche. Like no one accepted him there.
Listen to us.
He stole books and bounced. And then, I just felt like when she said that they were both dead, I thought he was going to be upset about his brother, but then I thought it was going to be like, oh, shit, dude, like, I'm Lord Tarly. Like, sweet. Like, I can go... be somewhere and like take my quote unquote wife who's not his wife, but he can take Gilly and little Sam and go home and like have a place. And so maybe like he'll end up there when it's all said and done. But he was just pissed. He was like, you killed them. How could you do that? I was like, oh, I did not see that coming at all.
Well, what's cool too, is that they've been slowly and now more speedily giving you reasons why maybe Daenerys isn't the one, because they were kind of leading that up for several seasons.
Right.
That like, and people are like, clearly she's the one. And lately, like her shortcomings and her faults are they're casting a bigger light on it for different things. And which is really interesting and really fun to see. But he made some really good points. He's like, you gave up your crown in order to save the people. Do you think she would do the same thing?
Right. And then we, spoiler alert for this episode, we thought we were going to get a taste of that. And like, they sort of had a conversation, but anyway, right. We'll get to that in a minute. Back to that first episode. Bran was just sitting around being weird. And then they're like, how do you know that? And he's like, Bran said, and she's like, well, how does Bran know? She's like, Bran has whatever Bran has. Like, I don't know. Like, he's just like being a weirdo.
He's got the visions.
But I like how everyone trusts him and believes him, even though there's no way for him to prove any of it. Like, they're all just like, yeah, we get it. You're seeing some weird shit. And like, you're Brandon Stark. No, I'm not. I'm not Brandon Stark
anymore.
I'm the three-eyed Raven. It's like, holy crap, you're a weirdo.
And he looks the oldest, like, out of all the characters that have grown up. Like, he particularly has a...
He grew up. Yeah, it's weird.
It looks like he's probably 6'3". Like, he looks tall. He just looks like he's got long features and long limbs, and his face is very adult.
But when they show the flashback of, like... young
little Bran,
well, yeah, little Bran, and like even Jamie, like young with his long hair and his like no bearded face, and he looks all young and sprightly too in that pilot episode,
right?
And then it's like, oh man, everyone's so old. Like,
it's a trip.
And they're not even that old. They're not that, you know, I mean, Bran was a child and now he's, you know, not
probably teenager. Yeah.
Right. And so like he has gotten older, but like, you know, it's just like the signs of the show, they are showing their progress, I guess. Well, because like, what's his name? Nikolai, who plays Jamie?
I can't tell you his name.
Anyway, like, because he's what, 6 years, 7 years older than when they first started, or, you know, eight years or whatever. And like, obviously he's going to look basically the same, but the fact that he now looks so different and like worn down,
right?
It's brilliant, but he doesn't look worn down when you see him in real life. It's just that's what they do in the show.
Right.
So Anyway, I love that stuff.
It's like Moses.
And when they show, when Bran's like waiting for a friend, and then Jamie shows up there and he stares him down. I'm like,
that was a great ending. That was a great ending.
That was like,
yeah.
What else happened? Oh, we saw Lord Umber, the little kid Umber in the north, get pinned to the wall, which was freaky AF, dude. Like, we're sitting there, and like, I was like, oh my God, dude. Like, he opened his eyes because they were still focused on like Tormund and them.
Yeah.
And Ed sitting in front. And then, like, you could see the blurred out kid in the background open his blue ass eyes. And it was like, oh shit. And then he shrieked and screamed. I was like, dang.
Yeah.
That's some scary shit for this show. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they show, you know, people getting their heads chopped off and all that stuff. But, like, that was a pretty good, like, really dark horror moment.
Yeah. You know, that imagery of that particular design, that spiral design,
thing, yeah.
And it being in flames there, that looked like a scene that they would show in the trailer if they wanted to, like, let... it looks so kind of iconic,
yeah,
that I'm surprised that I hadn't seen it before. Good stuff.
Well, and I loved it when they were there before the kid scene. Like, it almost gets overshadowed a little bit, but like when Tormund's walking through and then Ed bursts through, poof, kill it, it's got blue eyes, and he's like, I've always had blue eyes.
Right.
Like, that's the kind of joke that I expect in Game of Thrones,
right,
where yeah, it's like real quick in the middle of a tense moment, like, oh, that's funny, that would be something Tormund would say. It's not a dragon eyeball, Jon Snow. Like, it's not. Anyway, Mikey, any thoughts?
I'm just trying to think. That first, I mean, there's just so much going on. I mean, that whole first episode was just kind of a, you know, slowly
kind where of are we kind of a thing,
easing us back into it and it reintroducing the characters, and I loved, you know, that moment when you have. Bran and
John,
three-eyed Raven,
the three-eyed Raven, and Nikolai's character,
Jamie.
Jamie, thank you.
At the end, there,
and you're just like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, because it's essentially since the first episode, right?
Yeah,
that they
have not seen each other since the first episode.
Oh,
which was crazy.
That was great. That was a great moment, a great ending. Ending point.
So moving on into episode two, which we just watched, before we started recording. This was probably one of my favorite episodes of the show. I really dug this episode a lot.
It was, slow
burn.
Slow.
Yeah, nothing happened. Nothing happens in this episode.
But they almost like pay homage to and like umbrage to the entire
everyone.
Yeah, to the whole kit and caboodle so far.
Yeah.
So they like, which is great. Which is great. All those scenes were, first of all, when they're like, the dead are on their way. If they're not here now, they're with them.
Right.
You know, like, just like, this is grave.
Yeah.
When are they going to be here? Before
tomorrow. Yeah. It's like, oh shit.
So you're like, oh my God, this is like super duper imminent.
Dude, that even the opening scene with when Tormund and Ed show up at Winterfell and Jon's like, dude, you guys are alive. We lost you or whatever. He's like, nope. And he's like, how about everyone? How about the Umbers? And he's like, nope, they're with the dead. Anybody else? Nope. If they're not here, they're with him.
They're with the dead.
Yeah. Good God.
Yeah.
But just the little reunion where, like, Jon was so happy to see Tormund and Ed from the Night's Watch. And, like, those are the only guys that managed to squeak it out.
Yeah, you got this whole episode was, like, packed with those things of, like, tying and paying honor to these relationships. Of the relationships being back at the Night's Watch.
Yep. Theon and Sansa have a nice little couple moments.
Theon and Sansa, like, come back. Yeah. They're all at Winterfell.
Yeah.
Which is weird, too, and kind of cool. All these people who are, like, essentially, like, the world is ending.
Right.
Like, this is the last. This is our last.
They say that. This everyone last, in the episode keeps saying, well, we're all going to die tonight. We're all going to die tonight.
Yeah, the last night on Earth. So, oh,
man. There was so many little great things. I can't even like talk about it. We just watched it. But like the fire scene where like it's even before that, like hanging out with Pod and like seeing Brienne like or Jamie talking to Brienne, like, as she's training Pod, and, like, he's gotten pretty good, and he's like, he's not good enough, whatever. It blows her off. And, like, he sees her out in the battlefield and walks out there, and he just, like, I would be, it would be an honor. It's like, she thinks he's going to be a kind of a Jamie typical dick
right.
move.
Right.
And she even says, like, how come you're not insulting me? You haven't said anything that you normally would say. And he's like, I'm not the same guy. Like, I'm broken. I've literally lost everything. Like, he didn't say that, but, like, I even said that right at the end of the show. I was like, dude, I love Jaime Lannister so much. I hated him so much through most of the show. But now it's like, good God, dude, you just feel for him. Like, he has literally, at this point, lost everything. Back in the day, at least he still had Cersei, you know, mm-hmm. as fucked up as that might be. But now he doesn't even have her. So the only, basically his only people in his life that he has are Tyrion and Brienne of Tarth. And so, like, when he showed up on that battlefield and she's, like, trying to go over battle strategy and he's, like, trying to give advice and she's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And he's like, look, I know I'm not the fighter I used to be, but it would be an honor to serve underneath you. I was like, bomb, dude. Yeah. That was so good.
Yeah, that's,
like,
good stuff.
I thought he was like, I would be honored to help out or anyway. I can't. But the fact that he gave himself up entirely to serve under Brienne's command, I was like, fuck yes.
Yeah.
It was so good.
That was good. And then him knighting her, yeah,
I got teary-eyed as a motherfucker, dude.
That was, like, good. I mean, that's your 8 years or however much you've got invested in it. You know,
she had that big smile on her face. Oh, yeah, God, dude.
Yeah, that was a superb.
You never see her emote like that.
No.
So that it was so nice.
That was a superb scene. And
it was so good.
Yeah, dude. Everything about it was good. First, I mean, just the paying honor to all the seasons before and all these characters and all the stuff that they've gone through and them just kind of recollecting how many battles we've lived through and right. how many battles we've done this.
Yeah, just them all sitting there and, like, because it's just Tyrion in the room by himself. Oh, Tyrion and Jaime, like, having wine or whatever. And then Pod and Brienne walk in and he's like, have a drink, Pod. And he's like, Brienne's like, no, you can't have one. He pours a full glass anyway. After she's like, you can have half a cup. Yeah. He pours him a overfilled glass anyway, which turns into, like, Tormund coming in and everyone coming in and Davos is there. And, like, they're just shooting the shit, like, all like, oh, well, we're all fucked. Let's have a chit chat for a while around the fire. Like, it was just that scene, that whole scene in that room with all of them was magical.
So I'm only imagining, and I'm going to guess that I'm probably right, but maybe that everyone's guessing the same thing, that next episode is just going to be crammed with
battle
stuff.
Massive battle.
Probably.
So.
And I'm going to love every minute of it.
Right. So we also get, like, Sam giving Ser Jorah the sword. Like, where he's
that was,
like,
very good.
Because Jon tried to give Ser Jorah his sword because it's literally the Mormont sword. And Ser Jorah's like, nope, I don't deserve that. You have it. You deserve it. And so Sam, who has a Valyrian steel blade because he stole it, and now it's technically his to do with as he sees fit because his family's dead.
He's the Lord.
He's like, I need you to have this. You'll do the best work with it. It's Valyrian steel, and we need all the good fighters with the good weapons. And I was like, baller, dude. That's a baller-ass move. We see Arya and Gendry, which was weird.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, so good. I'm pretty sure that most viewers are like, I am not that comfortable with this.
Because, like, when they showed them have their reunion in that first episode, because the first episode was all a bunch of reunions and stuff, which was cool.
They kind of hint at some flirtation.
Right. And if you think way back, like, Robert and Ned were like, I have a son and you have a daughter. Let's unite our families or whatever. So, like, everyone's kind of been like, oh, that'd be cool. And then when they were, like, buddy-buddy, like, running away together, everyone's like, oh, that's cute. They're, like, buddy-buddy running away.
But there was nothing there. I mean, I didn't.
Right, then.
Yeah.
But then when she saw him in that premiere episode, it was like, oh, they can maybe, like...
She clearly has, like, yeah, like...
And, like, he's always had a little thing there, too, and, like, that's what they're leading us to believe anyway.
Right.
And so then this episode rolls around, and it's like, she's like, the world's ending, and I want to know what doing it's like.
Yeah.
And then
I've never done it with a boy.
And then they do it, and, And, like, the fact that, dude, like, so Arya I think
she's just somebody, looks young still.
Somebody posted in like a spoiler group that I'm a member of, and somebody posted it better than I could ever say it. They're like, "Did we all just feel like we watched our little sister awkwardly do it for the first time?" Like, and yes, we all did feel that same way.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. I feel like the fact that they had her slowly undressing, and I was like, "Oh God, please don't show anything. Please don't show anything. Please don't show anything."
That was me too.
Like, if they just would have like started kissing, and then like. You know, typical Hollywood fade to black, fade to light with them laying under the sheets.
Right.
I'd feel much better about
it. Yeah.
But I was like, I don't want to see her. I don't want to see her naked. Like, yeah. No, please, God, no.
Yeah. Like, no, because you still like she's still maybe because unlike Bran, who's grown up into this male.
She looks exactly
man body,
the same.
She looks really similar.
Right.
Like, so she still looks like a child, even though clearly. She's an adult,
right.
And, you know, and she moves. She's just a shorter actress, I think.
Right.
And she's a badass.
Like, yeah. She's a super badass.
And scene with her throwing the knives, and you're just like, yeah, I'll get right on that.
Yeah, I'll make your thing you wanted. Yeah, that's great.
That was great.
And, like, I love the fact that she made that power move and was like, look, let's do this thing. And I love that, but it was just like, you don't need to show... little Arya taking her clothes off.
Like, I'm glad that they didn't do it any more. Like,
right.
Yeah. Or show like, and they just showed him kissing and that was it. And that, and good. They'll fade to black and go away and come back.
Right. So that was a little awkward, but it was great. Like it was super great. I'm glad that they
for
have
the story,
that connection
it's,
and everything.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the story, it's good.
What else happened? The knighting scene, like I said, I got teary eyed on the, there was another one I got weeping. Dude, there were so many moments that just went from like place to place to place.
Well, we were talking about how gradually we've been kind of seeing chinks in Daenerys' armor, and even more like they've been more and more obvious. Like this first two episodes of this season,
right?
So when they have. When Jaime comes to town and Daenerys is like, you killed my father. And then she kind of feels that like...
we're going to kill this guy, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. I can't wait to kill this guy and watch him squirm.
Right.
And then, but she gets talked out of it by...
everyone.
Yeah. And so Sansa, you know, and clearly there's like a bit of a... Sansa doesn't trust her exactly.
Right.
But she trusts her brother and...
not her brother.
Right. Right. Yeah, true.
Cousin.
No, John thinks that it hurts her half-brother.
Thinks, right. Not really.
So,
her cousin.
But, and then, so John, so they have like the three of them up there kind of like as the royal trio.
Right.
But with the queen in the middle, but she feels like she's kind of like.
Well, even Tyrion's like, no. And she's like, well, he's your brother. Why are you not just trying to save your brother? And he's like, well, I'm not. And then Brienne's like, no, he's a good dude. And Sansa's like, I trust Brienne. And John's like, I trust Sansa. So sorry, Danny. Whoop. And then but John also is sitting with the knowledge that he knows that he could just be like, well, whatever I say goes. Like,
right.
And so you see that, like, he's avoiding her the whole episode, which is interesting.
Right.
Even in that Jaime scene, when like it starts with that scene, Danny's trying to like push her will through of like, let's murder him or whatever. And John's like, yeah, I don't think so. And he just gets up and bails.
Right. And then so does Sansa. And then she's like, what the hell? Am I the queen here or what? And her kind of like bloodlust, but power lust is like as a weakness is clearly kind of coming more and more into play. So that's going to be fun to watch. And then they finally had to talk. Well, finally, I mean, he'd only found out recently.
Right.
But and let her know.
Well, I also loved the imagery of it where he's down in the crypts. And every time that somebody's down there, other than the very first time that we see the crypts when Robert and Ned are down there, this is the only other time in the history of the show where someone's not staring at Ned's statue. Like, he's down there staring at Lyanna's statue because now he knows that that's his mom.
That's my mommy.
And it's like, oh, he never even gave that, like, a second thought. They'd always just be like, Ned, I need my father, my father's advice, da-da-da. They're always looking at Ned's thing. And I was like, oh, this is dope. Like, it's a little different because it has to be.
Was a little weird the way that, like, Daenerys is like, oh, I heard she was a good woman and blah, blah, blah. My brother raped her. Like, it was just like kind of the way she said it, it was like.
Well, she didn't say anything about her. She was talking about her brother. Like, I think she was trying to, like, say, I'm sorry for what happened to your family from my family. That's what I got from it. Because she was, because he was looking at her, and she's like, who is that? And he's like, Lyanna Stark.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh. Well, I mean, she was like, they always said my brother was a good guy and this and that. But he raped her, right? Because, like, his legacy ended with that, like, being a douche. And so I think it was her trying to be like, look, I'm sorry about what my family did to your family. I feel that's what I kind of took away from
it. You know, I'll watch it again.
Yeah.
So, sometime in the next few days, we'll like see it again. Got to watch it 2 or 3 times, I feel.
Oh, yeah. I watched the first one like 2.5 times. At
least.
Definitely. But then, yeah, he dropped the bomb. Like, by the way, I'm this. But then she's like doubting it. She's like, who'd you hear that from? He's like, Bran. How does he know? He saw it.
He knows.
How did she see? Or how did he see?
Well, Samwell backed it up. Yeah.
Samwell told him, oh, so your brother and your best friend tell you you're the king?
Yeah, which is a legitimate point.
Right.
Legitimate point. But sure, that's another points to her, like, her power hungriness, you know.
What are your thoughts on her right now?
Daenerys?
Yeah.
I think that she, they always kind of hint at the.
Was she at one time one of your favorites?
Oh, for sure. Okay. Oh, for sure. And the one that you're rooting for.
Right.
Like, for sure.
And are you not anymore?
No.
So, who are you rooting for to win the whole shebang?
Dang, that's a good question.
Right? Like, I have no idea. Like, I have no idea.
And, I it's almost like I don't really, you know, there's like, you don't want to see, you know, I don't know. There's people you don't want to see.
Cersei.
You don't want to see Cersei with the
who we saw 0% of this episode.
Yep.
Nothing. Whole episode was at Winterfell.
Cersei free.
Yeah.
Yep. Sometimes I kind of hope that there's like someone you don't expect necessarily, because the main two are like Jon or Daenerys. Like those are the two that you're kind of like, it's one of them two, and maybe them together.
Right.
But they can't be together now. They're aunt. No,
they don't
aunt,
care about that.
Nephew.
Targaryens especially don't care about that.
We're down.
I don't know who is going to take the throne.
But you're cheering for?
Anybody. But as long as it's not like happy ending.
So you're down for.
Like, because like in a perfect like Hollywood wrap it up happy ending, like Jon and Dany get married and they don't care about the Targaryen thing, whatever. They get married and they sit on the throne together and they rule as one happy whatever. We're uniting these two families type thing, even though they're not two families, they're the same family, but they have never thought about it that way, whatever. And then they're like, Sansa, you rule the North, and Theon, you can have the Iron Islands, and everyone rule everything, only like we're the central hub here on the throne. We don't really need a throne, actually. I'm going to go to Dragonstone, and we're going to rule, and everyone's just going to rule their own realms. Hooray! Like, that's what I fear is going to happen. Because, like, how do you wrap it up otherwise, unless, like, somebody sits on the throne and, like, boom, I'm the greatest commander of all time.
People are going to die.
The White Walkers are going to win everything. And there you go.
Next episode. That's the end of this. That's the end of it.
Well, see,
we said 7, but really just 3.
The White Walker fight and the whole battle, they're probably going to wrap that whole thing up in the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
And then the final 3 are going to be like, now we have to go back to fighting each other.
Yep.
Which is good because they're setting that up. You know, like that was a really good scene with Sansa and Daenerys. You know, like,
what about the North?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know. Like, well,
we said we weren't going to rule.
Well, duh. Ruled again. I'm the
oh, man.
Right.
We're not friends anymore.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be very interesting. And
maybe Gendry and Arya's baby's going
to
rule.
That's what I'm telling you. Like, from day one, I want it to be a Stark, and I would love to see Arya, like, just get in there and take it. But I don't think that's what's going to happen.
I don't think so either.
If they have a boy.
But I would love it.
If they have a boy.
I want to see her I want to see her, like, assassinate
Cersei,
yes, and just and take
her. Her or Tyrion are the only two people I'll be pleased if Cersei dies. It has to be one of those two.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that sits on the Iron Throne.
No, that just kills her.
Oh, that kills her. Yeah. That kills
if she dies, it better be one of those two people, Tyrion or Arya, that gets to do it. Because they're the ones that wanted it and have been shat upon the most.
No, the king slash Queen Killer.
Jamie
does it. He's like, trust me, I'm good at this.
Yeah,
he's
like, I can do this.
I've done this before. I got this.
Yeah, but if he does it, he's going to be all crying and like, I'm sorry, I have to do this. And
he'll probably take his own life.
Yeah. That. Oh, maybe Romeo and Juliet style.
No.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
That would be kind of sick if they did it that way.
Yeah. So here's my quick little theory. So at the very end of this episode, we see the Army of the Dead marching up, and we see a bunch of White Walkers on horses. But you know who we don't see? We don't see a Night King and a dragon. Because that motherfucker's flying over there to King's Landing, fool. He's going to burn Cersei to the ground.
We didn't see the Night King?
No, he was not there.
Oh.
Night King
he's
wasn't
been riding,
there.
He's been riding
and
the dragon.
And he's on the dragon.
Oh, okay.
That motherfucker's going
now,
to King's Landing. That's what I think.
Maybe the Night King. Did they talk about that, like who he was before he died?
No idea. We have no clue.
Because he might have been a Targaryen.
Yeah, that's right.
He must be.
He was riding the dragon. They're the only ones that can ride the dragon.
So he must have been some...
In the weird theory that I don't know where it started.
Oh, maybe he was... Maybe he's...
Well, no. The producer said it after...
Maybe he's Jon Snow's dad. Maybe he's...
Rhaegar?
Yeah.
No, because he was... We're led to believe that he was created by the Children of the Forest a bazillion years ago.
Oh, the Night King.
That's well, right. Unless that's like they just said. Created somebody, like some White Walker.
Huh.
So I have no idea.
Interesting.
But I do believe that he's flying to King's Landing, not going to the battle.
You think so?
Because like we didn't see him. Why did we not see a dragon flying
around? We didn't see any of the other two dragons either. And,
right.
I was wondering about them.
Those are our dragons. We know they're safe. We have no idea where the freaking... You think if they're going to have a huge epic battle here. But then, like, why does he really care about the throne? You know what I mean? Like, why would he be going
all
to
they're
King's
about,
Landing?
They just want
to
kill... They just want death. They
apparently,
want,
according
they
to
want to
the
wipe
brand.
Out. They want to make endless night. They want to wipe out... Or maybe that's his strategy. Like, he feels like that's the best plan is to go...
Take out the capital.
And those other armies that are sitting there waiting for him.
The big-ass army. right.
Yeah, interesting.
Because they're not going to be expecting it. Cersei's going to be like, what? So, I don't know. That's just my theory. Otherwise, why was he there?
So, go back in time now.
Yeah.
Just thinking of that other dragon that's now part of the dead.
Yes.
That scene... Where they pulled that dragon out of the lake is so badass.
Oh, yeah,
that's
dude.
So badass.
It ends with the typical, like, boom, like, blue eye opening. It's like, oh, shit.
Yes, and they're just, I love the scope of, like, all these people working, you know, pulling these chains and, like, hundreds of guys pulling it out of the thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's just, and it looks so cool, just... It's so good.
And then it burns down the wall. Like, in the next episode, it fries down the wall, and then here they come.
Speaking of which, this opening is so different.
Oh,
like,
yeah, we
so
haven't even talked about the opening
different.
Credits, dude.
Yeah. Have you watched them? Or
I deliberately tried. Sorry. Tried. I'm like,
you're so used to being off mic.
I know. I'm like, get on it.
Get on the mic. Yeah, no, I'm like, well, because, you know, in order to be on, you know, ready for the thing, I watched it on my phone, and I deliberately tried to watch it, but I...
You distracted?
Yeah, I got distracted and I didn't notice it. So
it's
so,
way different. Like
it was all.
It sounds like this though. No. It was never designed to be played that loud. I just like to say,
so,
it fit perfectly underneath the conversation.
You remember the old. For the past several years, and they'd make slight little tiny changes
It always reflects what cities they're in.
Well, you're going
to
see too, right?
In Winterfell, so there couldn't have been that much of a change. So
but,
I didn't notice it.
No, because instead of all the buildings coming up and seeing like everything forming, and like if it's like when Winterfell was burning, it was on fire and all that stuff. These so far both episodes this season, they're like going inside the buildings instead of like an overview
right.
of the map.
Yeah.
Which is dope.
Yeah, so all they're right. going to great detail, a little miniature stuff cool. happening and unfolding.
Yeah, like falling through the crypts of
the
Winterfell
inside.
And into the crypts of King's Landing where they see, like, the dragon skulls and stuff. And, like, it's dope.
And also they do the big overview of the map, but they go by the wall, and the wall is
they
destroyed.
Go, they go
like
through
big,
the
big,
wall.
Yeah, big hole in it now. And so
it's sick.
It's pretty cool.
All
it's
right.
pretty cool.
I'm going to rewatch it just for that.
Yeah. Now you wonder, man. Like, if I never did pay, I only paid slight attention over the years and noticed just
the little changes,
just little differences every so often. You'd see like a sun go by, like a sizzling sun go by in the shot that doesn't happen every time. So it's always like little tiny things, but this is a big departure.
But I think that like each thing has a symbol.
It does, right?
And it's associated. So, like I don't know, maybe that particular one has to do with the sun,
with the fire god.
Or
maybe,
like
yeah,
that,
I assume so. I assume so.
Or the comet that was way back when that like was supposed to be like the foretelling of like Khal Drogo's son or, you know, everyone had a different take on what the comet meant right. or whatever. Yeah.
So much detail.
This episode felt very much like a goodbye. Like everyone was saying goodbye to their people. Even Arya and the Hound had a moment and like, we see Sansa and Theon have a moment, and Sam and Jon and Ed have a moment, like the three original Night's Watch guys, and Tormund and Brienne even have like a couple of jokey moments because Tormund's all about it, whatever. Like everyone's having these goodbye moments. Jaime and Tyrion have one, like Grey Worm and Missandei have one, like all these moments, like I'm just like, oh no, dude! So many people are gonna
really
die.
Gonna hit the fan
like, it's like people have to bite it. Like we're well adjusted to the fact that people we love are going to bite it.
This is the episode of the snappening.
It's gonna happen, right? maybe it's not gonna be a whole bunch of them, but we're gonna see some of our people die, right?
Yeah, no,
I think so.
I think that's a given
for sure.
We're gonna lose some.
We've lost. That's a calling card of the show, right?
It might be just, hey, they're setting it up so that's the expectation, and they might subvert that expectation,
right?
I'm down for them.
And they just overwhelmingly, you know,
we
destroy them because they're
survive.
Prepared.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Who knows?
That's like, what part of me is
I
like.
I doubt it.
I wanted to like put my top three guesses of who's gonna sit on the throne at the end. And I still kind of want to do that, but at the same time, I'm like, just I want to see.
I want to see it happen.
Well, let me just show me.
I don't
show
care
me whatever
about
happens.
These theories.
I want to see what happens.
I don't have a theory. It'd be cool if Tyrion sat there because Tyrion's the shit.
Tyrion, it would be cool. Like, if Tyrion sat on the throne,
whatever.
But like, if Sansa was on the throne, I'd kind of dig that too.
Yeah. Everyone left except for Cersei. I'm okay with, honestly. Like,
yeah, and who's the dude? I forget his name. Who's led the army? And then he got hit by all the fire the same battle where Tyrion gets his scar.
The Blackwater?
Yes. And
Sir Davos?
Yes.
The Onion Knight? Stannis's old hand of the king?
Right.
Yeah.
Is he dead?
No, he was serving soup to the little girl, and then he was sitting in
He's one of someone with royalty. Room. So I was like, that always seemed like a good guy. So I was like, oh, you know what? If he got it, I'd be all right with that.
Sir Davos is dope.
Yeah.
So. I love everyone. Yeah, literally, everyone other than Cersei.
The little scene with the girl was sweet. Where she's like,
I want to be a fighter.
Yeah.
And Gilly's like, you could protect us down in the crypt. And she's like, okay.
I'll do it. I'll protect the crypt.
And then as soon as that happened, I was like, that girl's toast. Because that's what happens in this show.
She's dead. You're so dead.
That girl's so going to die. It's like in a movie of like a scary movie or something, or like a big tragedy is going to happen. Like there's the earthquake that's coming to wipe out the earth. And the mom is like, don't worry, honey. It's okay. Just get on the boat. I'll see you in a minute or whatever.
I'll be fine.
And then the next scene, you see that mom laying dead on the street. And it's like, aw. Like, that's what that little girl moment was. I was like, that girl's going to die. Like, they're going to specifically show us that little scarred face that she had. So we remember.
Now that was just scars. It wasn't grayscale.
Right.
It was just scar, like a burn.
But they showed us specifically. Like, they made that face stand out for a reason.
Yeah.
You just rocked my world. Yeah. I wasn't ready for that. And I'm not looking forward
to
that.
Why would they make her look so different unless to show her dead face later?
Yep.
Or maybe to show you that face, you're like, oh, that was that same little girl. Maybe she'll survive and you'll remember it that way. But in true Game of Thrones fashion, it's probably to see that dead face.
I was laughing very hard at the idea that in these next couple episodes that they would introduce two characters, Nikki and Paolo. So Nikki and then Paolo.
Oh,
and
man.
Like, and like, hey, guys. Instantly. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, like, act as if they've been there the whole time.
Oh,
you know?
That's
and
so
then,
funny.
And then they're like getting buried alive.
Oh, man. Yeah, so. Good God. Good stuff. Poor Lost. Anyway, so I think we can wrap up our talk. We're going to do this again probably next week.
Next week, though.
And the week after.
Dude, wait a minute now. We got to talk about next week.
What?
Avengers comes out this week.
I know, dude. It comes out. Oh, you're right. I'm seeing it on Thursday.
Yeah.
4 days from now.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm not seeing it until Monday, though.
I'm seeing it on Thursday.
What? You can't be here. You can't be here next week, dude. We're going to chat.
Because we have to record.
We're going to talk the fuck out of that.
It's going to be a long episode.
We'll just do Avengers, and then we'll do two more Game of Thrones, probably, because we're going to have to. We're going to spend so much time on Avengers.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, unless Game of Thrones is just so dope that we have to talk about
it. Well, and Avengers is so dope, we're going to have to talk about that, too.
Yeah, that's going to be long. Okay. It's going to be a long episode, or maybe two.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Maybe we just
maybe the middle of the week.
Like Game of Thrones on Thursday. And anyway.
Yeah, something,
but dude,
something to think about. Busy
totally
week.
Totally forgot that was this week.
Especially for our podcast.
Yeah.
Yep. Next time we meet, we'll have all
Endgame, dude.
Seen Avengers, I should say.
Dude,
almost,
I can't believe.
All,
yeah. Why are you waiting till Monday?
Because I'm going with a friend, and that's when he was going. So.
Dude,
it's a good friend.
Podcast.
I'm
going to
spoil it for you.
Oh man, good times. So yeah. Dude, you just blew my friggin' world wide open.
And I was
man.
Like, dude, hey, hold on now before we get all ahead of ourselves. This is Avengers week, you know. Ooh, so,
man, it's all coming to a head right at the same time,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Good
so at least
God.
That'll be able to do it past. We'll probably give it a couple
maybe
weeks.
Maybe we just blow past all the bullshit segments next week and just go Game of Thrones Avengers.
Boom.
Yeah. Like, you know, who cares what's up?
Or we'll just do like, a small, yeah.
Hey, nothing. What's up with you? Avengers. Dude, I saw Avengers.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait till we get to it. Hold on. See Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones. I was going to say, what's up with you? Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I saw Game of Thrones. Did you guys see it?
Yeah. Well, we certainly don't need any filler for anything next
yeah.
week.
So. Anyway, but thanks, Mikey, for filling in.
Sure.
Yeah, Rich, we miss you. Hope everything is well, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, Rich, we'll see you next time.
But for now, this has been Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you on the couch. Life's a Binge.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do?
Okay, all right.